Well, Chris, just taking a look at the work week as you guys prepare for the San Diego Chargers today, how was practice?
Practice was great. You know, we came out with a renewed attitude and just, you know, tried to get back to work. You know, you have that 24-hour rule after any game, whether you win or you lose. And so what we try to do is just have a nice, efficient, and fast practice.
And just uncertain with Trent Richardson's condition throughout this week of practice, will you find yourself splitting some reps as you prepare?
I think we're just going to approach it like we do every week. You know, everybody takes plenty of reps during the week, and there are enough reps to go around, whether they're mental or physical. And so you just have to prepare like you're the starter at all times, and then if your number is called, be ready to go.
Chris, I know it's day one of the work week, but just from studying the film, what are your thoughts on this 3-4 defense?
A very solid team. They have a good defensive line. I think they're led by Corey Legit, is how you say that his name. He's a good player. And then their linebackers, you know, who running backs we tend to focus on, you know, Takeo Spikes, Donna Butler, and Phillips, and Jared Johnson, who played for the Ravens last year, all very good players. And so we'll have our work set out for us in that regard. And in the back end, they have Eric Weddle, who's a very smart player. And so, like I said, our work will be cut out for us, and we'll just try to do our best to prepare for them on Sunday.
Do you think you'll see some of the similarities of just when they bring a lot of pressure from last week, given the fact that head coach Chuck Pagano is John Pagano's brother?
You know, I'm sure we'll see some similarities. It's just from what I understand, the same defense, but, you know, just different personnel. And I think that even the Ravens, you know, was a similar defense. It's different personnel. You run things differently depending on who you have. And so we just have to prepare to run our offense and, you know, try to adapt to what they're doing.
This unit plays stout against the run, but they struggle against the pass. Do you feel there may be some opportunities through the air?
I think there'll be opportunities everywhere, you know, but you have to respect your opponent. They're very good on the run. I think they're averaging 70 yards given up per game. And so, you know, like I said, our work will be cut out for us. And we just have to, you know, do our best job to execute the game plan and try to stay ahead of the change and stay on the field on third down.
And speaking of executing the game plan, just taking a look at the way our offensive line has performed over the course of this season, what have been your thoughts on the way these guys have led the way for yourself, Montario Hardesty, as well as Trent Richardson?
They've done a nice job the last few weeks. And, you know, that's kind of what we expect out of the O-line. You know, we have high expectations here on offense. We want to do better, play better, play more consistently. And so that's what we're trying to do in the next game coming up.
You've been running the ball extremely well, and you've also been making a huge impact out of the backfield on screen passes and bubble routes. How pleased have you been with your production?
You know, just a part of what I have to do. Not pleased because, you know, I wish we could have more wins in that regard, obviously. And if I did less, I'd be happier. But to be a part of the offense is a good thing.
And lastly, Obanaya, just last week was a very tough loss. And just talk about how the team is bouncing back.
Just go back to work. That's the best thing you can do. The best medicine is to go back to work and prepare for the next opponent.
Obanaya, thank you for your time and good luck.
Appreciate it.